I am so proud, if I allowed my family pride to be my guide. I volunteer to quit this sphere instead of you in a minute or two. But family pride must be denied and set aside and mortified and mortified.
My brain it teems with endless schemes, both good and new, for titty-poo, for titty-poo. But if I flit the benefit that I diffuse, the town would lose. Now every man to aid his clan should plot and plan as best he can.
I heard one day a gentleman say that criminals who are cut in two can hardly feel the fatal steel, and so are slain without much pain. If this is true, it's sorry for you, your courage's true to bid us adieu. I am so proud,
my brain
if
teamed with endless schemes, my family cries to a cut in two, but if I think the benefit that I do lose, the town would be now every man to aid his clan should plot and plan as best he can. And so, although I'm ready to go, yet recollect what disrespect did I neglect to thus effect this aim direct, so I object.
And so, although I wish to go and greatly pine to brightly shine and take the line of a hero fine, with grief or dine, I must decline. And oh, and show, both friend and foe, how much you dare, I'm quite aware it's your affair, yet I declare I take your share, but I don't much care.
I must so reject, I must 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 reject.
To sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark dock, in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the sensation of a short, chomp, chomp, from a tippy-tippy chomp and on a big black block. To sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark dock, in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the sensation of a short, chomp, chomp, from a tippy-tippy chomp and on a big black block. A dull, dark